And we're back with the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, and I'm talking to Rob DeWalt.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm well.
We just looked at a picture of Rob's pup. His name is Bones.
Bones. Yeah, not after the TV show, but after Dr. McCoy on Star Trek.
There you go.
We're a Star Trek family.
Nice. Unfortunately. Well, I think I mentioned this. If I didn't, Rob is senior editor at New Mexico Magazine, and he's going to be talking about some things that are going on this week, as am I.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to start out, because we have a ticket giveaway, so I'm going to start out with that one.
Okay.
This weekend at the Lensic, is presenting Tribes. It's a fusion theater production of a play by Nina Raine, and it's a comic drama that explores themes of hearing, belonging, and the culture of the deaf community. It's won big awards. It was on Broadway a couple of years ago. It's won several awards for Best Play Out in New York. This production promises to be great. I've seen the rehearsals because when I'm not here, most of the time I'm not here, and then I am the communications director at the Lensic Performing Arts Center. We have two tickets to Tribes, this play, for Friday night's performance. Starts tonight at 8. And you can get those tickets if you are the first caller at 428-1382. So call now. And even if you don't get the tickets, win the tickets, I hope you will come anyway. It's really good. It's from Fusion Theater Company down in Albuquerque, who they come and produce four plays a season at the Lensic, and they're really great.
It sounds like a great... I read a little bit about the play today before I got here, and it just sounds like a lot of fun.
I think so, too. And I will not forget to say, when the tickets are gone, I will let you know. Let the listeners know, that is.
Cool. There's all kinds of stuff going on, like within a stone throw of my house this weekend.
Lucky you.
It's all a lot of stuff is happening at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design beginning today, or I should say sort of this evening. Well, today at... Well, let's start with the Outdoor Vision Fest, which is tonight from 8:45 to 10:45 on the SFUAD campus.
Nice.
So we've got like interactive media installations, sculpture, live performances, all kinds of great stuff. It's from 8:45 to 10:45 on the campus. Wander around and hear the music. There's going to be dance and music, and there's going to be an 18-foot hemispheric dome provided by Lumenscapes Illumination Media. Okay, so there's that.
Wow.
Right? That's pretty cool,
How
right?
tall is it again?
18 feet.
It's pretty tall.
That's a big one. And then at 6 p.m. Tonight, there's the CineVision Film Festival, which is sort of a student-curated film festival at the Screen. So there's going to be narrative film, documentaries, and animation. And that starts at 6, and then it continues May 3rd and May 4th. If you go to thescreensf.com, you can find out more about that. Right?
Sounds good.
And then on Wednesday, we have a whole slew of ensemble concerts, SFUAD ensemble concerts, and at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space. So there's going to be, let's see, the African Drum Ensemble, the Acoustic Americana Ensemble, and the University Chorus. And that all kicks off at 8 o'clock. And the series continues through May 15th, so you have some time.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Also at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. More tomorrow. This is awesome. This is sort of like the first big outdoor music fete of the season here in Santa Fe. Quadstock. In the quad.
Oh, Quadstock. Like
Quad, the Quad at Swad.
All right.
Right? And so that all starts at about 2 o'clock and ends around 9:30.
Is Jimi Hendrix going to be there?
Jimi Hendrix is not going to be there.
Okay.
But I will list some of the bands that I'm looking forward to seeing. They include Rumelia, The Benevolent Strangers, Round Mountain, Ever Ruznik, Catnip Tea, Venus and the Lion. There's so many acts here. I can't even name
those
them
all. Those are great local acts, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? Guess what?
What?
It's free, man.
It's free.
It's free.
They've been having some great free concerts down there.
Yeah. And this is an all day. I mean, this is like seven and a half hours of free music. I'm going to head down there with my camera. And I'm not sure what the rules are about pets, but, you know,
I was going to say, Bones might enjoy it. You never know.
Yeah, but my dog Bones would probably enjoy it. But he takes his walks at Franklin Miles Park. That's, oh, okay. That's where he likes to mark his territory. So anyway.
Good for him.
So that's the Stanford University of Art and Design's plethora of stuff that begins
really
this weekend.
It really is a lot.
Right.
I will tell you about something. It's Adelante's annual dinner to support Santa Fe's kids in need. Adelante is the program that works to strengthen opportunities for academic achievement and life success of Santa Fe kids who are experiencing homelessness. And they are having their fundraising dinner on Friday, May 9th, so that's next Friday, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. It'll feature Wise Fool New Mexico, talks by parents and kids involved in the program, performances by local youth, dinner, a live and silent auction, and more. If you're interested in more information or you would like to purchase tickets, you can call 505-467-2559 and find out more about Adelante's fundraising dinner next week.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does, and obviously a great cause. Yeah,
very good cause. Here's something that's also a personal passion of mine. Not as much as Star Trek is, but nonetheless. We've got Battlefield New Mexico, Civil War reenactments happening at El Rancho de las Golondrinas.
All right.
Living History Museum. May 3rd and 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's Civil War reenactments begin at 2 o'clock on both days. They're going to reenact the Battle of Glorieta Pass, which is probably the most decisive battle that New Mexico took part in during the Civil War.
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think it's the westernmost battle in the Civil War. I think I read that once.
It's the,
if I didn't,
think it
I just
might
started
be the
a big rumor.
Westernmost known.
Okay.
You know, you never know. I mean, you know, what is a battle? I mean, how many people have to, I mean, you know, skirmish, battle.
It's not just a dining room
It's
argument.
Semantics.
Okay.
But all this stuff happened back in 1862, but you know what? We're reenacting it. There's going to be cannon fire, there's going to be Union and Confederate camps, and these guys and gals and kids are great. Music by the Territorial Brass Band, there's going to be Civil War documents on display, and demonstrations of Civil War era medicine and Victorian life.
I just have to ask, did you say you've participated in these things?
I have not, but I've written extensively
okay.
about them in the past. And
I've known people who are really into it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just into sort of New Mexico war history in general. But this particular Battle of Glorieta Pass, I lived like a cannonball's hurl away from the site for 8, 12, 16 years. So I spent a lot of time poking around in that area.
Cool.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Here's a play people might want to see. It's called The Lilac Minion. It's a play by Deborah Seidman, and it is at Teatro Paragua Studio tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., and then again on Sunday at 2 p.m. It's a play about an aging Holocaust survivor and a young Jewish woman who meet in a hospital where both their parents are dying, and the play follows their journey into a friendship that helps each one wrestle with loss, God, and the meaning of prayer. It's got some fine endorsements from local, I don't want to say experts, but from local local play experts. It's supposed to be very good, and if you'd like more information, you can call 424-1601 or visit Teatro Paraguas or write to teatroparaguas at gmail.com.
Awesome. The Contemporary Clay Fair is this weekend, too.
Contemporary Clay Fair?
The Contemporary Clay Fair, the big one. It's the annual Spring Contemporary Clay Fair happening over at the Santa Fe Woman's Club between San Mateo and St. Michael's on Old Pecos Trail. Work by more than 30 artists, some new ones this year. Free parking and admission. If you go to contemporaryclayfair.com, you can find out more. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And
nice.
In the vein of some sort of sculptural things made with some sort of porcelain or clay, we have the opening of the Royal Bread Show Sculptures exhibition by Axel Art.
Yeah, and I saw part of it at Site Santa Fe. They sort of introduced it or talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the great guys at Axel Art and a bunch of other folks in town, 269 artists in total, made these little porcelain miniatures, and they're going to be on display. But right now, what you can do is you can go to axelart.com and actually order a loaf of bread baked by a local pastry chef or bakery.
Yeah.
And inside is tucked one of these little porcelain figurines. Now,
love
of course,
that's
you'll get your bread later on. It's later in the month. I think I'd pick mine up at Site Santa Fe or Axel in front of Site Santa Fe, like on the 17th. But if you go to axelart.com, you can read a lot more about this really interesting project.
Let me throw in that those tickets to Tribes at the Lensic tonight have been taken. They're gone. But if you'd like additional tickets, you can always call TicketSantaFe.org, visit TicketSantaFe.org, or call 988-1234. And you know, the porcelain in the bread, I think that's sort of like the King Day tradition, the king cakes.
The
with,
baby.
With
the baby.
Yeah, I got the baby this year at work.
Really?
We had one of those cakes. And I've
now,
been
what does it mean when you
years.
Get it at work? I mean, like, in my house, it's that you have to do the dishes.
So I thought it was a good luck thing.
It is, but in my house, it means you have to do the dishes.
Oh.
Which, well, generally, if you're eating king cake, it means there's a little bit of sipping of...
Yeah, you're
beverages
absolutely
going
right.
on, so the dishes never get done that night anyway.
And then by the next morning, you forget who got the baby.
Right.
And so...
No one ever forgets who got the baby.
I don't. I still have it on my desk. I've been eating cupcakes and cakes for years trying to get that darn baby. I got it. So, I had to tell you that. The Dalton Brothers Duo will be playing at El Mason. It's Burt Dalton on piano and Larry Dalton on bass. The headline is The Dalton Brothers Ride Again, I must add. It's The Dalton Brothers at El Mason on Thursday, May 1st from 7:30 to 9:30. It's their first ever appearance in New Mexico, and you'll be rewarded for coming with great music and good fun. For more information, you can go to www.burtdalton.com.
Neat. Neat.
I've heard Bert not playing with his brother, so that should be cool. Dalton Brothers.
Let's see. What else? We've got. There's so much going on this weekend. It's sort of like I'm free. My better half is out of town. My family's out of town. I'm a loner. I'm a rebel.
You're
going to
be spending a lot of time at Swad.
Swad. Yes.
So after that,
will be my home base, since I can just ride
my
bike
base.
Over there.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, Cafe Pascual Gallery is having a show. The Black Place. Earth paintings, works on canvas, paper, and wood by photographer Walter W. Nelson. And there's a reception and signing of Nelson's book of basically the same name from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And Cafe Pascual's gallery is on Water Street. It's on the second floor. So if you walk into the restaurant, you're not going to see the gallery.
So you better go upstairs.
Yeah. But the good folks at Pasa Tiempo wrote a great story about this exhibition. And this artist today. So I would go and check that out if I were you.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I just will. After that, you can always go to a Canticum Novum concert. Mm. Canticum Novum, of course, is a chorus and orchestra. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary season, and they'll be having spring concerts on Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday. Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4, at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. I feel like we might... There was just a spot on this. There's a pre-concert lecture by Oliver Prezant 1 hour before each performance. So you might have just heard about this, but if you'd like more information, you can go to TicketSantaFe.org or visit online sfcanticumnovum.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's see. We've got Natalie Goldberg is going to be talking and signing copies of The True Secret of Writing, Connecting Life with Language, and the other book, Living Color, Painting, Writing, and the Bones of Seeing, at 6 p.m. tonight at Collected Works.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And she lives here in town and, of course, is very well known nationally and internationally. There's a singer named Perla Bataya.
Yes.
She is Grammy nominee, and she's a Mexican-American singer-songwriter. She sings in both English and Spanish. And she will be performing at the Lensic on May 5th at 7:30. She has a beautiful, beautiful voice, Perla Bataya. She got her start singing with Leonard Cohen back in the 90s. She's done a tribute album that features songs by Leonard Cohen called Bird on the Wire. She has another, I think it's her Grammy-nominated album was called Mestiza.
Yes.
And she will be performing again. She's back at the Lensic on Monday at 7:30. Tickets, TicketSantaFe.org, 988-1234. Please come hear her. She's gorgeous. Gorgeous voice.
Fantastico. Hey,
Fantastico.
Theater Grotesco is back.
Yes.
We've got Consider This, which is basically, it's a showcase of theatrical styles. And nobody does that better than Theater Grotesco in town.
You're right.
And that's happening at 7:30 on Saturday at Warehouse 21, and I believe there's an encore on Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you go to theatergrotesco.org, you can find out more about that.
Sounds
Love
fun.
Those guys and gals.
Spring Fiber Fiesta is this weekend. Members of the Española Valley Fiber Arts Center will be displaying their wares, traditional and contemporary handmade fiber artworks, including tapestries, Rio Grande weaving, dolls, original knit and woven garments, materials, supplies, and more. So it's a fiber festival, a fiber fiesta. It's at St. John's United Methodist Church, Friday, today, and Saturday, tomorrow, from 9 to 5, both days. For more information, you can call 747-3577 or go to the website evfac.org. So it stands for Española Valley Fiber Arts Center.org.
Excellent. Excellent.
Get your knitting on.
Get your knitting on.
I made that up. They don't say that. I bet you can guess why they don't say that.
Of course, we've got the Santa Fe Film Festival, too.
Yeah, right? This weekend.
That sort of kicks off this
and next
weekend.
Next week, too?
Yeah, it starts tonight. I mean, there's stuff happening at the Jean Cocteau and the Center for Contemporary Arts. There's going to be a retrospective honoring producer Michael Fitzgerald on May 3rd at the Jean Cocteau. And let's see. Gosh, there's so many movies. If you go to SantaFeFilmFestival.com, you can find out all about the film festival. It's nice that we have so many film festivals.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to check some of those out.
I know. These students at SWAT are going to give some people a run for their money.
I know. This is a big weekend.
Yeah.
Great weather. It's supposed to be so hot. Did you hear that? Warm.
Like 70, like 73 or something like that.
And I thought even warmer Sunday. So it's a perfect day to get out and about. Perfect weekend to get out and about.
Yeah. Go stroll the Botanic Garden, you know, take a bike ride.
Take a bike ride.
Take your dog for a walk in the park. Garden.
Garden. You're probably going to do some gardening this weekend.
I'm going to have to manage some plants, but I won't have to bring things indoors
anymore. Plant management.
Not this weekend, you know. We lost some little ones.
This past week?
I told them. I said, bring them inside. Oh, no, it's not going to be a hard freeze.
It was a really hard freeze.
Who's laughing now? Or actually, I should say, who's going to the nursery
now
to buy more plants now? Me. But anyway.
It keeps you occupied, though.
Yeah.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Does keep me occupied and does keep me out of trouble. There's a lot of great movies going on this weekend as well. We've got Martin Scorsese Presents Masterpieces of Polish Cinema, the Jean Cocteau.
Did you say Polar Cinema?
Polish. But Polish cinema sounds pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
We've got A Birder's Guide to Everything, which I'm hearing amazing things about. And that is at the CCA. So,
which we love, too.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so much going on. Drunk Town's Finest, also, at the Center for Contemporary Arts. It's a great feature by Sidney Freeland, and it's a coming of age Native American tale, and it's very poignant, but it's also got some tender moments. So check that one out.
There's a stage reading of a play called Farm Hall at James A. Little Theater this weekend. Farm Hall is a fact-based World War II nuclear drama about German scientists questioned over the Nazi atomic bomb program. It's a free event sponsored by the American Institute of Physics. It'll feature St. John's College students. It's directed by Rory Gilchrist of St. John's College. And playwright David C. Cassidy will take part in an audience discussion following the play. It's actually not this weekend. It's Wednesday, May 7th. It's a one-time performance at 7 o'clock at James A. Little Theater at the New Mexico School for the Deaf. For more information, you can call 476-6429, and they ask that you RSVP for this, or so it's free, but you still need to make a reservation by April 25th. Well, wait a second. April 25th is past.
Yeah.
And I still got this announcement, so I think they're still taking reservations. So
okay.
Please check it out.
That's possible. You know, sometimes they extend the deadline.
Yeah, it's probably extended for a limited time only, so call now.
Right. What else? Oh, you know what? I have to mention that it's May 2nd, and the May issue of New Mexico Magazine is on the shelves, and it is a turquoise-a-palooza.
I saw it. I saw it yesterday.
It's beautiful. We're so proud of the work inside that we made two covers, one for subscribers and one for people who hit the newsstand.
Oh, nice.
But we have stuff. Carmela Padilla wrote a great piece on the state's turquoise's significance in the state. Amanda Kuser went to a museum and a rock and mineral show and a jewelry shop and two towns in New Mexico with really strong ties to turquoise mining. And it's just there's some amazing stuff in here. We celebrate Joe and Althea Cajero, who are basically the living treasures of the Native Treasures
Program
festival that's happening later in the month. All kinds of wonderful things in the May issue. Pick it up and join our Twitter and Facebook communities because they're blowing up, and they really are communities. There's a lot of great stuff on there.
Do you tweet on there?
You know what? My managing editor is a better tweeter than I am. I'm a Facebooker.
Okay, and Candace does the.
Yeah, she does a majority of it, and she's very deft at it. Twitter is like to me is like Arabic. I just don't I can't read it. I don't understand it. It's not visually pleasing to me.
That's good. You split the duties.
Yeah, sort of. I should also mention that, and I have to mention this because I am a Star Trek fan.
Please do. Are you a Star Trek fan, by the way, Rob?
No.
Okay.
Monday at 7:00, the Jean Cocteau is screening. The Star Trek Next Generation's The Measure of a Man, with a special appearance by episode writer Melinda Snodgrass, okay?
Who's a local, as I understand it.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, tell me more, and I'll know if I'm wrong.
Well, there isn't much more to tell, except that there's going to be... it's free, first of all. And second of all, I will be getting free popcorn, because I will be dressed like a uniformed Federation officer. So...
And we're not talking the Civil War. We're talking... Star Trek.
We're talking Starfleet, baby.
Starfleet, yeah.
And if you dress as a Klingon or as a uniformed officer, you're going to end up with some free popcorn. And
what a deal.
And people will take your picture, and they will blackmail you on Facebook. So, that's Monday at 7 o'clock, and it's free.
So how can you beat that?
I know. Everyone dress up. I will feel really stupid if I'm the only one who does.
I'm sure you won't be the only one. We've got to... I'm sure. Tuesday, May 6th, there's a community forum on privatizing our public schools. It's titled, Privatize Our Public Schools, with a question mark. It's May 6th at 6 p.m. at the NEA New Mexico offices at 2007 Botolf Road. Refreshments and child care will be provided. It's sponsored by the Keep the Promise Coalition, which is a coalition of groups concerned about public education. Let's see who you can call for more information. You can email C. Goodmacher. C. Goodmacher is Goodmacher at NEA.org. And again, it's called Privatize Our Public Schools, and it's Tuesday.
Neat. Let's see. Saturday is also, this will speak to either the geek or the young person in you. It's free comic book day at Big Adventure Comics. Right?
Yeah. Is that the one on?
And well, it's happening there, and it's happening at Hastings in the Vargas Center.
Okay.
If you go to freecomicbookday.com, you can find out more about what Free Comic Book Day is.
And what you have to do to get one.
Yeah.
Saturday, May 3rd at 7:30, Donald Rubenstein will be performing at Gig, the performance space on 2nd Street, sort of by the 2nd Street Brewing. Donald Rubenstein is an interdisciplinary artist whose work includes music composition, songwriting, poetry, and visual art. He's released 26 CDs of original music, and he's been exhibited at the Museum of Modern Art, the Whitney, and in lots of one-person gallery exhibitions. So he will be at Gig at 7:30. We have some other great gig events coming up, too. Friday, May 9th is Soren Baronian with Paul Brown and Polytopia Ferber. These are, let's see, sounds like jazz musicians, so we'll have three jazz musicians at Gig Performing Center, Performance Space.
On 2nd Street?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. The Human Rights Alliance and Santa Fe Pride are holding a fundraising party at the Palace Restaurant on Saturday evening at around 9 o'clock. DJ Joe Guthrow, I hope I pronounced that right. And he's going to be spinning at the Palace, and they have a wonderful saloon there. If you go to dthomas, which is T-H-O-M-A-S, productions.com, you can find out more.
We probably
and get tickets.
Very nice. It's we have a couple more minutes, so we can do a couple more.
Sure.
This is an organization called Bounce Back Integrative Veterinary Rehabilitation, with Vet Sue McKelvey is heading that up. They help your pets live a happier, healthier life with acupuncture, underwater treadmill hydrotherapy, laser therapy, massage, stretching, balance and strengthening exercises, and home exercising plans. And they are having an open house on Friday, today, from 4 to 8, to tell you more about the services and what the kind of pet rehab services they offer. If you'd like more info, please call 505-983-6912 or go to bouncebackvetrehab.com.
Nice!
Very nice. And you never know when, you know, it's almost like with people. You don't want to think about when you might need rehabilitation services, but I've known people whose pets have needed it, so it's a good thing we have in town.
Yes, definitely. Joe West's Theater of Death continues.
I heard about this.
Joe West, our lovely local musician, has some original one-act plays under his belt. And he's got some musical guests as well. This is happening at the Engine House Theater on Saturday.
Down in Madrid?
Out in Madrid. And that's at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And then I believe it's actually repeated. I think it's repeated. Maybe not.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. But it does. Down. I love Joe, and he creates some interesting characters.
He does. Well, Rob, do you hear what I hear?
I hear it. I hear the music,
and it's time to get the weekend started, I guess.
Yes.
After work, but sort of time. Thanks for being with us, Rob DeWalt from New Mexico Magazine. Get the new issue that's out now. Turquoise is on the cover.